family, we're trying to come to terms, the family and indeed, of course, our community here in Manchard is a small little community that we are, to, you know, the effect of the loss of a young man, of a son and a brother to a large family here in the community. It's devastating for them. But also I suppose the whole thing of this news breaking last night about the investigation that was going to take place, that it was been announced over the radio, or sorry, over the news before the family were told, certainly has to raise a question or two what was going on about that.
So Desi Quinn's family had no idea that his death may be linked with Ebola, as the HSE are saying.
Well, they certainly didn't inform the family before they made the announcement that they were investigating it.
And do the family have any idea what caused Desi's death at this stage?
Well, he had been treated for the last number of weeks for malaria. And indeed, that's what we believe was the cause of his death, you know, and up till we heard this news flash on the, you know, around 6 o'clock yesterday evening that there was going to be an investigation to the, you know, to the that effect. But up to then, we believed that it was malaria that, you know, that was the cause. And I suppose in the context for the family, the cause itself is secondary to the loss of their son and you know, their brother. But I'm sure it leaves the mind of the family to find results and to hear what the story was today. Hopefully they'll get that down, you know, that information.
And I suppose when the HSE know the results of what caused Desi's death today, you would hope and you would expect them to contact the family first.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I certainly was very angry yesterday evening to hear the effect that, you know, the nation was told before the family that there was going to be an investigation, you know, to the effect of Ebola. But, I certainly hope this time that they contact the family and let the family understand, the situation.